Hello, hello, guys, and welcome to another Morning English podcast. And you already know who it is.
大家好，大家好，我是卡拉，欢迎收听今天的早安英文。And just in case, who are you?
I'm Day.
Okay.
So being busy is a basic thing in our daily lives, especially in China. Like, seriously, I have never seen more busier and hardworking people throughout my life, really.
对，哎呦，Chinese people 真的是非常的 hardworking 啊。We know that being busy sucks, especially in moments where we want to go out with our friends.
But today's podcast is going to be about being busy and phrases that we can use when we are busy.
对，我感觉忙忙碌碌啊，就是现代人生活的常态。那么今天呢，我们就要来教教大家，英文当中除了说 I'm busy， 还有什么别的地道的方式可以表示忙呢？那我们今天的这个推送啊，除了你听到的音频之外呢，其实我们还有精心整理一个配套的文字笔记，在我们的这个微信公众号里面。早安英文，如果你想要学得更加扎实的话呢，就可以关注我们一下，回复笔记两个字来获取今天的这个文本。
So we need to first give you guys the definition of being busy. Being busy is being occupied for a long period of time.
This is another one actually, being occupied. 是不是也可以表示 I'm busy,、mm-hmm. I'm occupied. 对。
Don't talk to me.
然后呢、这句话的意思就是说我已经被占用了，所以我很忙。 You can be busy with studies, work, or doing anything basically that occupies your time. 那注意一下这个介词的搭配啊，就是我们讲 be busy with something.
Now, what if you're at work and you have lots of work to finish, and your boss just comes in strolling by next to you and he was like, hey, I'm going to give you more work.How would you react?
Well, I cannot freak out and yell at him or her because I would just get fired.
Oh, yeah. We don't want that.
And that wouldn't be worth it. So I would just accept the job and shut up about it.
Good response. Now, let's say you are reasonable as Kara. And let's say you're working your butt off at work and your friend just calls you up and is like, hey, let's go out clubbing. What should we respond?
Actually, we can use a lot of phrases. 就像你刚刚讲的 I'm working my butt off、
mm-hmm.
这个你也可以讲，就是说我都要忙疯了，你还叫我出去玩。 Working my butt off.
Yeah, I'm working my butt off. Not twerking, but yeah, just working.
对，好，那我来给大家讲第一个啊。 To begin with, the first one, we can use be tied up. 它的字面意思呢是被绑住，所以在这里就说You are tied to the work you have, and you are only free if you finish it.
Hey, I can't go out today because I'm tied up with work.
I am tied up with work. 这个词呢也是要注意一下的。
Number two, a million things. You do not have a million things to do. That's just physically and mentally impossible. But you have as many as million things to do or to finish.
下一个说法呢叫做 a million things， 这个其实就是在 exaggerate，
yeah,
是吧？就夸张，我超多事的，我有一百万件事。那这个时候呢，你就可以讲说 ，Hey， I can't go out today. I have like a million things to do.
Number three, to be piled up. Piled up means something is piling over you. Something is adding and adding and adding on top of you without an end.
They can't see you, they.
Oh、my God.
他一直在有这个 gestures.
Well, that's how I do my podcast. Okay, so now you guys know being piled up.
那这个 pile up 呢，它的本身的意思就是堆积起来，堆积如山。那这个时候怎么讲成一个完整的句子呢？
My work keeps on piling up without an end, so I do not think I'll make it today.
就是说我的工作就一直堆，越来越多的工作啊，看起来好像没完没了的，所以我今天呢应该是不能 make it， 应该是去不了了。Number four, 你可以讲 I am booked.
I am booked sounds like you are a hooker, but actually means that someone already made an arrangement or an appointment with you, so that's why you can't make it.
你最好注意一下你的用词啊，我跟你讲、I am booked, 它的字面意思呢就是我被预定了啊，所以听起来感觉怪怪的，人被预定了是什么意思呢？不要想歪啊。所以呢给大家造个句子，比如说你可以讲 Hey, I'm sorry, but I'm all booked today. Can I have a rain check?
What if you are busy with something and then someone calls you or wants you to talk about something? What can we use?
就是这个时候就是你在忙，然后呢你的电话响了，人家想跟你聊天，这个时候你要怎么样跟他讲说，哎，我现在不方便讲话，我很忙。有那么几种表达方式啊，第一种是
The first one, is pretty common. I mean, I hear this all the time in movies. Like, I am in the middle of something.
这个短语是 be in the middle of something.就是我在什么什么东西的中间，也就是我很忙的意思。比如说，举例子 ，Hey, do you have a minute?
Hey, I'm sorry, I'm kind of in the middle of something. I'll call you back in a bit, okay?
Okay, okay,
okay.
啊，就是我打电话过去说你有时间吗？他说，哎呦，不好意思，现在有点忙，我待会儿给你回电话过去行吗？啊，或者呢，你还可以讲说 ，No time to catch one's breath.就是连喘一口气的机会都没有。那想象一个场景啊，就是说你和一个人约好见面，然后你迟到了，对方就会说
Hey, finally you're here. Care to explain yourself?
Hey, sorry, I didn't even have time to catch my breath. Give me a second.
No, you sound very relaxed. Okay. Next one is on the go. On the go is also a common one we can use. We can use it when your work makes you work so much that you don't even have time to sit and relax.
这个 on the go 呢，大家从字面意思看过去啊，就是有一种说一直在走，一直在不停的走来走去，所以就是忙的不停，忙的不可开交的意思。那比如说你可以讲 Let's go out, come on, it's been a while.
I'm sorry, but my new work always keeps me on the go, and I don't want to go out with you.
好，那今天呢教给大家非常多不同的忙的表达啊，以后呢大家周一周七天就可以轮换着来说不重样了。
Alright guys, thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast today. I'm Dave.
我是卡拉。
Bye.
Bye bye.